Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-F-H-I-M-E-S. Andrew Himes is here for a follow-up evaluation. The date of our service is 6 January 2023. And the patient reports that he has a pain in the lower back and the neck area and the left shoulder. And the patient has not been able to get an MRI done due to some metal fragment from a bullet wound inside his body in the chest area. A CT scan has been done yesterday. The reports are not available. He reports his pain level to be between 8 and 10 without any radiation to the arms or the legs. And the pain and numbness in the fingers is also not reported anymore. And he used to have a pain which was around 10, now it is around 8 in the neck and the lower back. The shoulder-wise, he was able to do an abduction up to 120 degrees without pain. That was initially only 90 degrees. He reports that his radials are affected as follows. General activity, walking ability, and work is 9. Mood and sleep and enjoyment of life are 8, while 30% relief has been obtained according to the patient so far. In the system review, patient reports of headaches that are getting milder and less frequent. They are mostly located in the area of left temple and occasionally into the front, and his dizziness is now no more present, and he still has difficulty sleeping, tension, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and panic. However, he denies any confusion, disorientation, blackout, or any seizures or vision problem as the TBI symptoms. He has been referred to a neuropsych evaluation for further diagnosis for his TBI. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, and a pain in the left shoulder, along with stiffness of the neck. Some difficulty walking is reported. He is using a cane to walk with. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. And in the respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, we can see painful urination of blood in the urine. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is an improvement in the pain level up to 30 to 40%. And there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. And substance abuse, patient utilizes cocaine sometime and amphetamine and marijuana. Compliance history, patient is not compliant to the pain medication regimen. He has been advised about it. He has been advised about to go to the de-addiction clinic. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 169 over 112, pulse is 72. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit, which is 11-28-2022, dictation number 1129-014, along with diagnosis. The plan is to refer this patient to Dr. Mel Murphy, who is a primary care physician. A CT scan of cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is awaited. He is ordered for a chiropractor care in addition, and then he is also referred to a neuropsych for evaluation and a neurologist for headache management. And the patient is provided the following medications. He's continuing on Mobic, which is 15 milligram daily, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Esiflex, which is 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine number 4 with pain relief, Elevil 50 milligram for sleep and GAD disorder, and Xanax 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for the relief of the headaches, and Furoset to every 6 hours. End of dictation. Thank you so much.